Do you believe this morning? The word believe in the Word of God is mentioned 143 times throughout the whole entire Bible. Many times it's used in reference to people that do not believe. And that's how it's worded, not believing. Some references is referring to putting your faith and trust into Jesus Christ. But as you can see, we just read in verse 15, it says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." That's what we have to do. Today we have something going on in our world today, and not just in our world. I don't mean to mislead you when I say world, but we have something going on in our churches today. Bible-believing, fundamental Christian Baptist churches that are preaching an easy believism. And all they're doing is sending people to hell. You listening? Say, "Preacher, what are you saying?" I'm telling you, it takes more than belief to be saved. I know some of you are looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Bear with me. Turn with me to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Let me show you something that should be sobering for all of us. James chapter 2, verse 19. And this is where I believe this movie and a lot of our churches are failing to teach the people the truth. James 2:19 says, "Thou believest that there is one God." How many of us believe that there's one God? Amen? We all do. It says, "Thou dost well." Now, look, read the last part of this verse. "The devil also believes and trembles." Let me put it to you this way. The Bible says the devil believes, but if believing in God makes you saved, then the devil is saved. Is that true? No, it's not. Why? Because the Bible says the devil believes and trembles. So what I'm trying to tell you this morning, church, is it takes more than belief to be saved. Why? Because the devil believes there's a God. Let me give you something here that's really eye-opening. That wasn't eye-opening enough. There was a poll, and I'm telling you that. And I'll tell you where I got it. It's from CNS News back in December 17, 2013, just a little over a year ago. And they polled the people in the United States. I don't know how many they polled, but listen to these results. Basically, 3/4 of the people believed in God. So does that mean if they believed in God, they're saved? Nope. Does that believe? In fact, let me give you the actual poll. It says 74% of U.S. adults say they believe in God. By the way, that's down from 2 years previous in 2011 from 82%. The poll went down through here. I'm going to read you some of these because every one of them has went down. Down. Not up. Down. What does that mean? We're losing ground. We're not out preaching what we're supposed to be preaching. 72% believe in miracles, down from 79 in 2005. 68% believe in heaven, down from 75%. Down 7 points. 65% believe in the resurrection, down from 70. 64% believe in that the soul lives on after death, down from 69. 58% believe in the devil and hell, down from 62. 57% believe in the virgin birth, down from 60. Oh, now now this one's a kicker. 47% believe the theory of Darwin and evolution, which is up. What am I trying to point out to you this morning, church? I'm trying to point out Satan knows his days are numbered and he's pulling out all the stops to let us know about it. I don't know, I was telling Brother Chris before church this morning, I could go back 5 years, but I don't have to. I can go back just 6 months. You realize in the last 6 months in our nation and in the world, the church and God is being attacked from every side that you can imagine. From not only the government side, but from what we believe, from what we stand for, from what sin is. They're trying to make sin right and right wrong. That's Satan. Not only that, now we're coming out and the churches are falling for something that I believe is going to doom people to hell because it does not save them. And it's telling them, hey, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe. Church, that's wrong. Why? Because if belief is all you had to do, Satan will be saved. And that's not going to happen. Say, preacher, there's got to be more. Yep, there's more. Let me get to it, though. In order for you to believe, in order to be saved, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's right. He didn't say you believe, you just got to trust in Him. So many people say, well, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I believe this and that and the other. But have you put your trust in Him? Amen? John 10:7. You with me, son? John 10:7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Next, son. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus says, hey, the only way to go to heaven is through me. I'm it. I'm the door. You try to get it there any other way, he goes on in the passage and says that's a thief and a robber. Thief and a robber. Jesus says, I'm the door. I'm the door. This morning I'm trying to point out to you that the devil believes. Many people believe, but does that make them saved? Let's look back at our text verse again. If you have your Bibles, look at verse 15. And said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. What's that next word? Repent. Repent ye. And what does it say then? Believe the gospel. But you know what Satan has been doing here lately? He's selling the world a bill of goods. The world has already bought it. And you know what now he's doing? He's selling the churches a bill of goods. Churches after churches. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a pastor of a Southern Baptist church right here in the area. I'm not going to call his name because I'm sure you'll know him because I know them all here. But this one particular one I ran into the other day and he asked me what I was preaching on. And I told him. And he knew about the movie coming out. And because he'd been promoting it. Like I said, it's probably a good movie, but I believe it's a little misleading from what I've read. And he thought I was being a little too bold. He said, your church is going to run you off preaching something like that. And I said, let them. I'm preaching the word. It's time we stand up for the word of God. It's time we proclaim the word. And when people are lost and split in hell wide open, it's not the time to tell them okay. It's time to tell them to get saved. It's time to tell them to get right with God. We got to repent. You say, preacher, what does repent mean? Well, in our verse, repent means to turn from your wickedness, to turn from sin, to change course. Many times in the Word of God, you'll hear the word repentance, which means the act of changing your course. The Bible talks about throughout in many passages that when you become a Christian, when you get saved, you are no longer the same person. You are a new person. You are a new man. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Thing is, we're seeing people get saved, claim, quote, they get saved. They claim they believe in Jesus, but there's no changing taking place. They're still doing the same old things. They're living the same old ways. Preachers no longer are preaching against sin. Preachers are no longer saying, hey, thus saith the Lord. People, we need to get back to thus saith the Lord. We need to get back to preaching against sin. Why? Because sin is destroying us. You say, preacher, can you be saved in sin? Yeah, you can be saved in sin, but you're not going to like it. God's going to spank your britches. Any of you ever had God spank your britches? You don't want it no more. You think mom and daddy spankings are bad. Whew. When the Lord gets a hold of you, you knew you've been gotten. You knew you've been had. Here's the thing. You want to know where you're saved or not? Or if you can live in sin, if you can keep living in a sinful nature, and God never corrects you, guess what? Stands to reason, you're not His. Because God says He does not correct those that do not belong to Him. That's right. He only corrects those He loves. He only corrects His children. How are you this morning? Repentance. What is repentance? Well, let me show you something. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. This passage here is used in part of the Romans road in showing people how to be saved. I use it all the time when I'm talking to a person. But I want you to see something about repentance. Verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart men believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Then he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, preacher, I don't see repentance in there. Let's back up. The word repent means to change directions. It means to be felt sorrowful for your sin. The Bible says here that in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess. The word confess is the Greek word repent for repentance, but with the suffix that means to verbalize it. Right. Wow. You know, the Catholic Church knows what confess is. What do they do? They think you got to go in before their priest and ask the priest to forgive you. We don't believe that because the Bible teaches that the Heavenly Father is our high priest. We go to before Jesus and He forgives us. Amen? But the Bible says here that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Wow. I want you to notice something here first. That comes first before the rest of the verse. Just like the passage in our text. It says, repent and then believe. Now here it says, and if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and then and shalt believe in thy heart. Which comes first? Belief or the repentance? Church, I stand before you this morning to claim to you that unless there's some repentant hearts, no salvation takes place. Why? Because sin will not go to heaven. Sin cannot enter into the doors and the gates of heaven. Then he says, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Excuse me. Look in verse 10. It says, with the heart man believeth unto the righteousness. See that? And it changes it back around, doesn't it? It's talking about belief now. The heart, you believe unto righteousness. Then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What we got to do to be saved? We got to ask forgiveness for our sins. If there's no forgiveness for your sins, there's no salvation taking place. You can believe all day long. The Bible's already showed you where the Bible says the devil believes. Question to you is this. Is he saved? Mm-mm. He's not saved. Why? Because he will not repent for his evil deed. Realize that? Satan's not going to repent. We have people in churches today that will not repent. Some of them are living a terrible lifestyle. Some living in sin. And they think that's okay. The question I have for them is this. If you're saved, you cannot live in sin because God's going to spank you. God's going to correct you. He's going to tell you you're wrong. He's going to want you to be saved. He's doing that because he loves you. So many people don't see that. Let me show you something else. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 12. In order for you to be saved, forgiveness of sin must come. There's no salvation without forgiveness of sin. Matthew 9:12 says, but when Jesus heard that he had said unto them, that they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus says, hey, my job is not, I'm not here to call the righteous. I'm here to call the sinners to repent. Our job today as a church is to call the sinners to repentance. I don't know about you, but if you're living a life and you sin, and you never, ever feel God's chastening hand, you need to ask yourself, am I saved? Am I saved? You know, I have young people tell me, not just young people, I have adults tell me. Say, preacher, I'm saved. I've asked Jesus to come in my heart. I believe in Him. But then they're living a lifestyle that's in sin. They're living maybe an alcoholic's life. They're living outside of God's will. They're living in a life that is disturbing. And then they wonder why God's not blessing them. It may be because they're not saved. Why? Because if you're saved, the Bible clearly states that God's going to chasten you. He's going to correct those that belong to Him. You say, preacher, Can a Christian sin? Yeah, he can sin. But God gives you certain time to repent of it, and then he's going to get his belt out. Sometime his belt don't feel too swift. Thing is, how is it in your life? Do you believe? Or do you put your trust in him? How is it in your life? That's what I'm saying. I wanted to warn you, this movie's coming out Friday night. Like I said, it may be good, but I believe it's misleading a lot of people. Why? Because Satan believes. But he's not saved because he's not going to repent of his evil ways. We as Christians need to realize that God wants us to live the kind of life that's pleasing to him. You ever, some of you Christians know what I'm talking about. When you do something wrong, you feel convicted. You feel the Holy Spirit saying, ooh, and you can't wait to get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me. And he forgives you. And it's done with. But you know something? We have people sitting here in this room that's never felt the Holy Spirit talking to them. Never felt the Holy Spirit convicting them. Why? Because they just keep living in sin. They just keep indulging themselves in sin. Can I tell you something this morning? Jesus loves you. He loves you. But he's wanting you to put your trust and your faith in him. Don't just believe in him. Sell him all of you. Give him the whole enchilada. Give your whole life to the Lord. Why? Because he'll take it and he'll bless you and he'll give you a wonderful life. You say, preacher, you believe that serving Christ is a bed of roses? No, there's some bumps along the way. But can I tell you something? My life now is better as a Christian than it was when I was lost. And I don't want to go back that way again. How is it in your life? With every head bowed and every eye closed, how is it this morning?